if you're ready to stand on the line, if you're ready to fight back and serve it to the criminals trying to enslave you and steal your wealth through monetary creation and exorbitant taxation, you're in the right place. Welcome back to another edition of the Prepper Recon Podcast. I've personally been buying gold and silver from JM Bullion for over 2 years. They offer the best prices over spot that I can find, and I've never had a problem with an order. If you're looking to trade in some of your fiat paper for real money, check out jmbullion.com today.
Our individual first aid kits are now on sale. They're Mali-compatible pouches in Coyote, ACU, OD, or Black. They're equipped with an Israeli battle dressing, quick clot, TK4 tourniquet, suture kit, and lots of extras. It's perfect for your car, bug-out bag, or home first aid kit. Go to the PrepperRecon.com homepage and click on the IFAC store tab at the top of the page. They're on sale for $89, and that includes shipping. This kit could save your life.
It's Prepper Friday, and our guest today, I've been waiting to have, really, really excited, Mark Goodwin. He's with us today on Prepper Friday, author of the Economic Collapse Chronicles, just an all-around great dude, and especially his podcast, too.
Yeah, Prepper Recon. He's the man behind the microphone over there, and he's been a staunch ally of Radio Free Readout and very influential, helping a lot of people become more prepared for uncertain times.
Mark, thanks for joining us on Patriot Radio. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. It's such an honor to be on. It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me on, guys.
It's an honor to have you.
So tell the listeners a little bit about your background, because people are like, who's Mark Goodwin? We haven't even heard of him. And I've read all your books, by the way. Thank you. You did a great job in writing those. Tell the listeners about yourself and your background.
Well, I guess I first woke up to the need to be prepared probably back when everybody else did, right around 9/11, 2001. And, that really woke me up to how fragile our society is, and we're just not as safe as we think we are. And from that point, I got mildly into preparedness, started sort of stockpiling some food and making sure I had the beans, bullets, and Band-Aids covered. And I think probably like a lot of people, I sort of got lulled back to sleep too and got back into just my regular workaday life and, just sort of watching TV and all of the things that can kind of get you distracted from that. And then after 2008, after the housing bubble, I sort of woke up to how fragile our economy is. And that was particularly scary to me because I didn't understand what had happened. And so I got really into learning about economics and about finance and about our economic system and our banking system and trying to get myself educated on that. I actually went back to school and got a degree in accounting to just sort of try to understand all of that stuff better. And from there, the more I learned, the more I realized how close we came to an absolute, complete collapse, economic in nature. And from there, I started really getting serious about prepping, and I haven't gotten lulled back to sleep because the more I study and the more I learn, the more fragile I find out that everything is.
You know, that's interesting that you mentioned having not gone back to sleep. I know that, prior to Y2K, that was probably the first major wave that I've seen where, becoming self-reliant and prepared came the closest to being mainstream. Like the headlines are today on Drudge Report that prepping is now mainstream. But I think we've been going toward that. My concern is the way that we are in the world today, and things become increasingly unstable. The concern was after Y2K or enough cry wolf situations, nothing happens, that people do go back to sleep. And, how do you deal with that, to maintain that without living on constant fear and doom and gloom, but maintaining that, what do you want to call it, that keep it invigorated in people so that they don't go back to sleep and sell their generators and sell everything, get rid of it all and put it behind them.
Yeah, and I think that's a big problem. I think prepper fatigue is a big problem. And I think that it's easy to say, you know, well, I've put all this time and invested all of this money into all of these things and I haven't really used them. But, you know, we don't say that about our healthcare insurance. You know, we don't say that about fire insurance. We don't say, oh, I didn't have a wreck last year, so I think I'm going to cancel my car insurance. We stay vigilant with all of those things. And prepping's a form of insurance. And, I think that, you know, all you have to do to know that you, that your car insurance was money well spent is to hear a story about a neighbor or a friend that had a car accident. And, you know, and those stories in preparedness about the neighbor and the friend that are having really, really tough times, you don't have to flip through the news channels very long to see, what a great idea it is. You know, if we hear about, the economic collapse that's ongoing in Greece still, or if we hear stories about somebody that, like Furfal that survived the economic collapse in Argentina in 2001, or if you've ever met anybody that lived in Russia in the 90s, you know, you've heard those stories from friends and neighbors of what a great idea it is to have that car insurance, because car wrecks happen and economic collapses happen and fiat currencies always fail. We've had hundreds of them throughout time and they just don't hold up. And it's just sort of the natural progression of them that once a government's able to print its own money and finance, spending to buy votes try to persuade other countries and manipulate them through military force. That's what they do, is they print the currency until it's worthless. So that's something that always happens. It happened to Rome, and it looks like it's something that we're on track to do as well. So it's certainly something that you can't turn your back on, because if you do, it'll be there and you won't be prepared. And that was a great point you brought up, John Jacob, about the Drudge link. I did see that today about prepping going mainstream. And every time we get something like Ebola or something that's a cause for concern, and I think it is a cause for concern, we get a new group of folks that sort of wake up, to the need to be prepared. And I think it's a great time to get those folks on board and get them educated and teach them how to start taking some steps and getting prepared without panicking. Because when you get in that panic mode, you start making bad decisions and you start doing things that when you look back on it, it was wasteful spending, and maybe there was a better way to handle this, and maybe you shouldn't have bought so many guns and ammo, and maybe you should have spread that out and bought some beans and some medical supplies as well, and probably some communications. I'm sure you would you'd recommend that as well.
Yes. So Mark, some people that are listening are totally overwhelmed. They're like, I don't even know where to start. What are five things you think people should be doing right now that they can do and not feel overwhelmed about it to start getting prepared? Because I'm getting this question a lot. I know John Jacob is as well. You know, where do we start with this whole thing?
Well, it's not the sexiest answer, but the place you want to start is your body, mind, and soul. You know, you want to get yourself in a good condition to be able to handle anything. And, your body, you know, you want to start eating right. You want to start, doing some exercises, because if you're, you know, 350 pounds overweight and you can't climb a flight of stairs without getting winded, you need to get in shape. And that's very important. And a lot of that's gonna be with, your diet as well. So eating the right stuff, your mind, you know, you got to start learning some skills, and they don't really cost anything. You know, we call it YouTube University, and you can go on there and learn how to start a fire, build a bug out bag, build a bug out cabin. And, just about anything else you want to learn how to do is on YouTube University, and it's free. So, you know, it's not the sexiest answer, but those are that's the places we need to start. And your soul, you want to make sure you're right with God. I do a little thing every Sunday. I call it the Sunday Prepper Bible Study on PrepperRecon.com. And it's just a little short devotional, but it's just some sort of food for thought, spiritually speaking. And I always say that, you know, Jesus said, What does it profit a man to gain the whole world yet lose his own soul? And probably the prepper translation is that for that is, what does it profit you to have all the beans, bullets, and band-aids and survive the zombie apocalypse if you've only survived it to end up going to hell and spend an eternity in hell? And so that doesn't really make sense. And statistically speaking, you know, even if you survive Ebola and the coming economic collapse, 10 out of 10 people still die. And so it only makes sense to be prepared for that day. So I think that's super important. Number two is also not the sexiest answer and not really the traditional prepper answer, but it's a budget. You know, you need to get on a budget. You need to start cutting coupons and figuring out, you know, do I really need the sports package on my cable? Do I need cable at all? You know, I think that we do in this day and age, we do need internet because, I mean, it's just, you know, to have to be informed and to know what's going on, you sort of need internet. But, you know, you may not necessarily need cable. There's a lot of great stuff that you can get for free with your internet subscription. One of those things is the Roku box, and you get a lot of nice extra, international news channels. That's going to give you a lot better perspective than a lot of the stuff that you're getting on the mainstream cable news networks anyway. Making budget cuts is super, super important. And then once you can prioritize your spending at home and set aside some money for prepping, then you can start prepping and start buying the stuff that you need to be prepared. But you don't want to go out and just buy, $15,000 worth of, prepping supplies, a solar generator and, a Barrett 50 caliber and, body armor and, you know, cases of MREs and all of that sort of thing, without having a budget, because you're going to create your own stuff hits the fan moment by overspending. So, you want to get on that budget. And then once you do that and you've got some money set aside for your preps, I think the first thing you want to do is put together a bug out bag, which is a 72-hour kit. You just have a little backpack, and it's got maybe a small tent, maybe an emergency blanket, 3 days worth of food, some way to purify water, a good knife, a good fire starter, and a good medical kit in it. And if you've got a bug out bag, now you've got a 72-hour bug in bag too, because you have all that stuff set aside that where if you had to, sort of self-quarantine, like what we're hearing a lot about right now with Ebola, you have at least 3 days worth of stuff where you wouldn't have to leave the house. And then from there, you can start building. And then that leads us into number four, which would be food storage plan. And that doesn't have to be expensive MREs. That can be, beans, which are really, really cheap here. They're like a dollar a pound for a bag of dried beans. And those will store for 7 to 10 years, depending on what kind of bean you have. And if you put it in a Mylar liner, which is about $2, and seal that off with your household iron, that'll extend that even longer. And, white rice, that'll keep for about 20 years. And you can get about 20 pounds of white rice at Walmart for about $7. So, you can real quick for about $15 fill up a 5-gallon bucket with a Mylar liner and seal that off. And that'll keep two people alive for about 10 days. So if you've got two of those, you can keep two people alive for about 20 days, which is just about the incubation period for Ebola. So now you're able to, self-quarantine if you had to for about 3 weeks. And nobody wants to live on beans and rice, but this is a real quick, cheap way to sort of kickstart your food storage plan. And then from there, you start couponing. You start taking advantage of stores around you. They're buy one, get one free deals. And my wife put this together, but we've got a page on PrepperRecon.com, and it's called the Coupon Corner. And it's got several links on there, and it'll usually have a link to the grocery store wherever you are in America for your area, and it'll teach you how to maximize the deals and the coupons that are at that store. So I definitely encourage people to go check that out and learn about couponing, learn about saving money. And also on our 7-step survival plan on PrepperRecon.com, we've got a we've got a lot of links for budget, because budget's one of the, that's our third step for our survival plan. And that's got a lot of forms that you can download, and you can start prioritizing your spending and tracking what's coming in every month and what's going out every month. And that's the first step to really getting prepared, is getting that budget down. And then, and then number five, I think, probably most of your listeners already have this down, but that's the bullets. That's home security and making sure that you're able to defend your family and defend yourself and your provisions that you've come up with.
Totally comprehensive and simple. And you have it on your website as well. We'll get to that and let you plug it here in a little bit. But if you want to call in, 1-877-999-7684, 1-877-999-7684, and I think we got a caller, don't we, John?
Yes, we do. We have, let's see here, Carol. Did we have another caller before Carol, or did we
go? I think we'll take Carol, and we may have another one that is.
Yeah, Carol. Carol, you're up from Villa, Washington. Thank you so much for calling in to Patriot Radio. You're with Mark Goodwin. Go ahead with your question.
Well, I don't really have a question, but I do have a comment. My son is a trucker, long-haul trucker, and he, of course, goes to Dallas. Well, it's been going on to Dallas. So he came back home and went on another road trip, but we talked, and they were kind of overwhelmed about prepping, which I've been prepping since Obama came into the presidency. So I sent him a list, and I told him, this is just a guide. Don't get overwhelmed, because I think a lot of people get way overwhelmed when they start, because they see all the things they don't have and they need. So you have to start with shelter, food, water, and ammo, guns, protection, whatever. And just go slow, but build it slowly, and then you're going to be able to feel relaxed about it. Yes, you will not have everything you need right away, but you're going to have enough. And I know when I sent out my Christmas cards, I told everybody, remember the TP. People forget about certain things like shoelaces, things that they're going to
don't have it.
And batteries, yada, yada, yada. So anyway, little bit by little bit, and they can do it. And I was thankful for Drudge today for bringing that covers are now mainstream, because we've all been crackpots for years, but it doesn't hurt to be prepared. And I'm a Christian, and my thought process is the first prepper was basically Noah. Then there was Joseph. And if the Lord takes us out, there's food and supplies for whoever's left behind. That's the way I look at it. It's not that you're not trusting in the Lord. You're just being prudent. And Proverbs tells us to be wise.
Yep.
So that's pretty much all I have to say.
Bullets and Band-Aids.
Absolutely. And what you said about trusting in the Lord, and yes, and that's why I'm a prepper, is because I trust in the Lord. I trust that Proverbs 22:3 says that the prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and suffer for it. And so I trust God, and
yes,
I trust that He's put that wisdom in His word to direct us and urge us to make wise decisions like being prepared.
Exactly. And a lot of people say, well, I'm a Christian, I'm just going to rely on God. Okay, that's good. There's not a problem with that. But He also gave us a brain and a heart, and He told us to follow Him. And if you read His word, He tells you.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Exactly.
He'll give us warning. He expects us to respond. And He's definitely given us plenty of warning in advance. So that is His providence right there. Given us the blessing of advance warning that we need to prepare for something.
And John Jacob, you brought up Deuteronomy 28 on Radio Free Readout. I think it was about 2 weeks ago. And you guys know I put that entire chapters in my first book, which I always get beat up on the Amazon reviews for preaching and you know, cramming it down people's throat. But, you know, that's one of the big reasons that I'm a prepper too, is Deuteronomy 28, you know, because it lays out the blessings that a nation will have if they'll submit to God's ways and follow his laws and his precepts. And then it lays out the curses that a nation can expect if they turn their back and they forsake God. And I think that when we look at how we've kicked God out of our school system, we've kicked him out of the courtroom, and now our soldiers aren't even allowed to proselytize without threat of a court martial. You know, it used to be if you were gay in the military, it was don't ask, don't tell. Well, that's been repealed. But now if you're a Christian in the military, it's don't ask, don't tell. And I'm afraid that all of this is going to incur God's judgment and the things that he's laid out in Deuteronomy 28. And it says that you'll be blessed. You'll be cursed in the morning and cursed in the evening. And, the sky above you will be bronze and the earth beneath you will be iron and you'll have wasting disease. And I hope that that's not what we're seeing right here with Ebola, is the onset of that wasting disease curse. But you know, that's another great reason to be a prepper, is because we take God at his word and we believe him and we trust in him. And, you know, and that's not all bad, because, you know, he does discern. He discerns between Egypt and Goshen, and he discerned between Sodom and Lot. And so he does know how to separate his people and protect us while he judges the wicked. So,
he has always protected his remnant, and you know, there's no doubt about that. But also, there's, you know, when the Babylonians came in, and you know, Daniel and his contemporaries were also hauled off into captivity because of the rebellion of God's people. And you know, I don't want to get carried off into captivity because of someone else's policies that they're shoving down our throats. I'm going to resist it to the bitter end, because
Amen.
We all are in one way or another. We've ridden the wave of God's blessings over this country. And we point to Deuteronomy and say, oh, see, blessings, oh, Christian nation. Well, and we reject them, but we also want to reject the second part, which is what happens if you reject God. You know, that's coming too, whether you want to stick your head in the sand about it or not. So I'm glad that you have that in there, and we need to remind the believers of that, and also not to do this out of fear, because fear is not of the Lord, but we do need to be responsive and take it seriously. And if we're going to fear anything, we need to fear his judgment, because he's righteous and just. And that scares the snot out of me when I see what's happening in our country.
You know, I always tell people that, you know, that we're really more like an Israel-Judah moment, where you have part of the country that's righteous and part that is unrighteous.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there's a division right now. And the Lord, if you read through Scripture, the Lord really has three main ways he provides for his people in a crisis. He'll either provide directly, or he'll provide through other people, or he'll give warning and expect you to help provide for yourself, like Joseph. And I think Carol was spot on when she said that. Absolutely. 1-877-999-7684. 1-877-999-7684.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. KD Armor offers affordable body armor, including level 3 trauma plates made of AR-500 steel. They can endure multiple rounds from pistols and rifles up to 7.62 NATO. Their plates are available with Rhino Linings coatings to reduce spaw. Go to katiearmor.com, that's CATIArmor.com today.
Rod from Soap Lake, you're on Patriot Radio. What do you have for our guest?
Hey, long time listener, first time caller. May Yahweh bless you guys and keep you on the air. I'm calling to let you know that there is a better alternative for our energy needs. It's called a Reed, R-E-E-D, electromagnetic perpetual motion motor. You can look it up on YouTube. There's two patents issued on it in 1980. The government's buried it on us. Just to let you know how corrupt they really, really are.
That's the Reed perpetual motion. What was that again?
Electromagnetic motor. I was building one, did a patent search, and that's what I found. It was patented, got two patents on it in 1980 by the U.S. Patent Office.
So did that put the brakes on your production of that?
Oh, yeah. It's already, they got two patents on it. It's already been developed. It's here. You can watch on YouTube the man driving a car with one of the motors in it. Does not require a battery or any kind of water or electricity, nothing to run. The traffic vibration going across the street in front of his house caused it to start on its own in his basement.
Wow. Okay.
Look it up on YouTube.
Okay, so
brothers,
have you experimented with this yourself?
I was doing some work, yes. I was starting to experiment, and then I found this. The plans are available on there, but I don't have the money. I'm disabled. Right now I'm running around with a hernia, and I can't trust the government because of Obamacare, so I can't have an operation.
No, well, God bless you. Will you hang in there? I'm going to research that. I'm pretty fast with the caller coming up. So thank you so much, Rod, for calling in. Much appreciated.
So James in Spokane, we're on Patriot Radio, and for everybody else out there listening, 1-877-999-7684. We still got a lot of time for callers. What's your question, James, for our guest, Mark Goodwin?
You know, Matt, I don't know if I got a question per se, but I just want to say that I used to be a Washington resident, and well aware of you. I've moved away from Washington, but I'm back on business today. Picked up your radio broadcast, and I want to say thank you for carrying the torch for Dr. Stan.
Well, thank you, James, and thank you for listening. And wherever you moved, it's probably a lot more business-friendly than Washington State.
It may be. I do have a couple comments on the new prepper thing, I guess you might call it. Your earlier caller had just mentioned, you know, that we have an obligation as Christians to be prepared, and if I don't recall which chapter it's in the New Testament, but Jesus gave a strange story about a guy who actually defrauded his employer in preparation for the day when he was no longer employed, so that he was able to take care of his family, and actually pronounced a blessing on him for doing that preparedness. I think that's a pretty good example to us. I mean, I'm not telling anybody to go out and defraud anybody, but fact that you are preparing for an eventuality is a very telling thing.
Mark, what's your reaction to that?
Yeah, he did. Jesus, he commended him for his shrewdness. I don't know if he was necessarily commended him for defrauding the man, but you know, he was just saying, you know, hey, he really looked and saw what assets were available to him, and he was resourceful, and Jesus commended him for being resourceful. That's for sure.
Well, we do need to be resourceful and think outside the box. Of course, the things that we do, we want to make sure that we always try to honor the Lord. You know, there's a lot. I know that there are a lot of Christians in the past and even currently who their philosophy is to just rack up their credit cards, you know, as soon as they see something collapsing, and just, you know, max them out and walk away from that. Now, I personally believe that when we incur debt, when you take service or products that someone else pays for with an agreement that you pay them back, that that's the honorable and righteous thing to do. And I think that you need to not be thinking about so much about defrauding other people to get yourself ahead to prepare. You're actually defrauding God, and it's a sin against Him when you do that, knowing full well that you have no intentions of paying it back, because in your mind, the slate's going to be wiped clean anyway, and it won't matter, and we won't be in debt, and the whole system's going to crash. I think that's disingenuous, and I wonder, you know, on a broad scale, for Christian preppers to be thinking like that, if God won't allow their stuff to be robbed, stolen, or eaten by moths.
And the folks that have done that so far, it hasn't panned out for them too well. If you tried that for Y2K, or if you tried that for you know, if you were into the Mayan prophecies for 2012, or you know, if you tried that thinking the system was coming down in 2009, or if you're doing it right now for Ebola, you know, that's probably not worked out too well for folks that have tried that in the past, and they've probably gotten themselves in a world of hurt, and at least ruined their credit, and limited themselves for being able to just have a good balanced life.
Now, I wanted to ask you also, and Well, I just want to remind everyone, too, please call in. We'd love to hear your calls. It's Prepper Friday, one of our favorite days, 1-877-999-7684. This is John Jacob Schmidt with Matt Shea. And we are with Mark Goodwin and talking about prepping. I wanted to ask you, Mark, you're dealing with people that are brand new and people that have been prepping for a long time. What do you see as probably the most neglected or the biggest shortcoming in people's preps who even think that they're prepared, that they maybe have overlooked?
I think what happens to the folks that have been prepping a long time, I think you kind of get something that you're really, really into. And, you know, if it's bullion, you know, if you're into like collecting precious metals, I think it's easy to get overweight into precious metals. Or if you're a really big gun guy, you know, it's easy to get overweight into guns and ammo. Other folks, I'm not pointing any fingers, but you know, it's theoretically possible that somebody might get too into communications. But it's possible that other people might even get too into food storage. And I think that it's that some people will tend to get out of balance. And I think that's one of the great things that about the 7-step survival plan on PrepperRecon.com is that we try to get you to be balanced and to do a little bit of this and a little bit of that and to bring it all together and you know, check yourself. If your tendency is more towards one thing, you know, just kind of, you know, think it through. And I think that's one of the great things about prepper fiction is that it sort of forces you to live through the eyes of the character. And as different situations present themselves to the characters, you have to look at your own preps and say, how well would I fare in this position? So, you know, it sort of forces you to take inventory of your own preps and say, am I overweight in any one area? And what area am I falling short in? So, I think that answer is going to be different for everybody, but I think that's a natural tendency for all people in the preparedness community is to get overweight one thing. And I think it's a natural tendency for a new prepper too, because you sort of maybe will come on board thinking about, you know, one thing that you really, really need and you'll get overweight in that area.
Yeah, those are all really good points. Matt, do you want to add something to that?
Well, I think that the balance thing is key. I think that you can't, anybody that's actually been overseas and see how chaos reigns,
yes,
when war is brought to an area like in Bosnia or in the Middle East, every single time you'll have people that have all of one thing, right? And they can maybe use it to trade a little bit, but,
yeah,
or maybe not, but they don't have everything.
They're
as a comprehensive.
They're still in need of something. Yeah. They still have to rely on someone else to supply something.
And in Bosnia, it was the people that had a good balance of things that actually could hunker down in Sarajevo when the snipers were shooting,
yeah,
literally for months and didn't literally have to be able to go outside and could survive with their families in one location under that extreme circumstance. And then when it came time to leave, they had a little bit, you know, left over to actually get out of there as well. So I think, you know, it's been borne out across the world. And Mark, I think that's just an absolutely terrific point. So if people want to go read your books and they want to learn more about what you're doing, where can they go to get more information?
Well, on PrepperRecon.com, we've got all of the books. We've got links to all of those on the sidebars, and you can just click those, and that'll take you over to Amazon. And, you know, the Economic Collapse Chronicles is a 3-part trilogy, so American Exit Strategy is the first one if you wanted to start out with the first one. And what it does is I try to take it from a Christian constitutional worldview and look at some of the economic problems and the problems of moral decay that we're facing in America right now, and basically just project it from today's headlines and look at the things that are happening. And another thing I try to do is provide some good, clean entertainment, because that's kind of hard to find these days. You know, where we live in a culture where primetime television has no problem with using God's name in vain. And it's hard to keep our minds and our hearts pure when there aren't any really good entertainment choices. I just went to see the new Left Behind with Nicolas Cage, and that was pretty good. A little better than the original. Better special effects, at least. Some of the acting was pretty good. I thought maybe they would have done a little better with the acting, but it was pretty good. And my next series is called The Days of Noah, and it's basically going to be the prequel to every Rapture movie you've ever seen, you know, because we know they all start with the event of the Rapture and then look at the tribulation. And I think one of the things that Christians get caught up in, especially if you're of the pre-tribulation, viewpoint, which a large part of the evangelical church is pre-tribulation, is that they kind of ignore what Jesus said in John, I don't know if it was 16 or 17, but he said, in this world you will have tribulation, but take heart because I've overcome the world. And I think that even if you're of the pre-tribulation mindset, you can't neglect how bad things could possibly get prior to the rapture, even if that's your stance. And if we look at Saudi Arabia, there were 28 Christians that were arrested for having a home Bible study. There was a missionary that left a Bible in a hotel room in North Korea a couple of weeks ago, and he's in a labor camp now. And in Iran, we still have Pastor Saeed that's still being held, and in Pakistan, and all these places that we prop up militarily through foreign aid or military backing, that persecute Christians. And now we see it we're starting to see it in our military where, Christians aren't allowed to share their faith. And if you have a flower shop, you can't say no if you have convictions about making a bouquet for a gay wedding, or you can't say that you don't want to take the pictures or bake the cake for a gay wedding. And so very quickly, our religious freedom is being eroded in this country. And, I believe personally that Jesus could come back tonight. But I think that Paul also believed that, and that was almost 2,000 years ago. So it's been a little longer than when he thought. It could be a little bit longer than what we think, and I think that it only makes sense to be prepared. And so I'm really going to explore how Bible prophecy plays into today's headlines and how bad it actually could get prior to the rapture. And then in the last page of book three will be the rapture of that trilogy.
Yeah, good, good. Mark, I'm so glad you're bringing that up, because in my observation, I've seen a lot of people in the church who don't even consider being self-reliant or prepared for difficult times ahead, because especially in America, there's this sentiment that we'll be raptured before anything bad can happen. And that is just about as, I don't know if I want to use this word, about as arrogant as you can get, because there are Christians right now that are suffering. They're being hacked to death, murdered, their villages overran. You know, the rapture's not working out very good for them. And we're seeing persecution now. We just saw a glimpse of our future in Houston over the last couple of days with this homosexual mayor now trying to subpoena the sermon notes from the pastors there to scour over them to look for anything speaking negatively about homosexuality. And so I believe that we have a lot of persecution potentially ahead of us, and I think we should hope for Christ's return at any moment, but we should be prepared for that being 30 years from now. And our country can rise and fall, rise again in the next 20, 30, 40 years, just like we've seen many countries get toppled in blinding, stunning speed in a night. You wake up to the news and there's a new regime in charge. But we feel like that could never happen here, especially among the Christians, and that we'll be saved from that. So I'm really glad you're taking that approach.
Thanks so much. And then also, if you check out PrepperRecon.com, I just had James Rawls was on the show last week as well, and he gave some great tips on Ebola preparedness. So definitely head over there and check that out.
Yeah, we'll be having him on for sure. We'll be tracking him down.
Well, remember to write down the number 1-877-999-7684. We can't take any more callers today, but keep that up. Make
time.
Sure you call in. But Mark, your books are tremendous. Really, really good.
I like the audiobooks.
Audio is great, but I like the pages.
Time. I appreciate what you did with the audiobooks. Good work.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, Kevin Pierce did all the reading on that, so I mean, I can't take any credit for that. He's just got that perfect storyteller voice. And if you go to Amazon, you'll be able to pick. You'll be able to say, oh, I want the paperback, because some people just like to have the book in their hand and flip the pages. And Kindle now is so popular, you can have 300 books on your Kindle and it takes up so little room. And then there's people like me that I just don't have time to sit down and read a book. And so, when I'm writing books, I'm thinking about what's this going to sound like as an audiobook? It's an audiobook plan in my head that I'm basically writing out. And that's how I consume books, is when I'm going to the gym or, working in the garden or cleaning up the yard or doing whatever. And I've got audiobooks and podcasts. I've got Battlefront going and Radio Free Readout,
Yeah,
right on.
Well, hey, Mark, thank you so much for calling in. God bless. We're out of time, so we got to let you go. But we definitely want to encourage our listeners to go over there and check you out over at PrepperRecon.com. You're doing great work over there. God bless.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Well, make sure that you check out Patriot Radio US. Like the Facebook page. Make sure that you tell your friends about it. We are a listener-supported show. And make every attempt that you can to really defend freedom locally. I think that's what this is all about.
Amen. Amen. Thank you guys also for being out there.
God bless y'all. May he make this generation the greatest one.
In American Reset, the final chapter of the Economic Collapse Chronicles, the ultimate contest between liberty and tyranny reaches the apex. The Bear family and their neighbors learn the true value of community as they rely on each other to survive the war and the effects of the financial meltdown. Will the collapse bring an oppressive regime that enslaves the American people, or will the patriots prevail and guide the country back to a place of freedom, peace, and prosperity? Get your copy of American Reset in Kindle, paperback, or audio edition at Amazon.com today.